WBEZ Features is supported by Adler University, educating students to advance socially responsible practice, healthy communities, and a more just society. With degrees in psychology, counseling, public policy, and leadership. Adler.edu.
Thousands of low-income residents in the Chicago area are receiving a cash stipend each month, no strings attached. This money comes through government and private foundations. These guaranteed income pilots are seen as an innovative way to improve people's lives financially, even if they're not a cure-all for poverty. WBEZ and the Sun-Times have been following participants from three different programs to see how this money impacts their households. WBEZ's Esther Yoon-Ji Kang has our story.
A little over a year ago, Gail Goodwin applied for the City of Chicago's cash pilot program.
I prayed for me to be pulled out of that lottery. And when I got pulled out of that lottery, I was so happy because I thought about the future.
The 57-year-old set a goal for herself to save up some money to help her kids pay for her funeral. But then life happened. One month, the school where she works as a security guard for $16 an hour closed for the holidays.
I had a short, very short check. So the $500 came right in handy.
Another month, she used the money to fix a broken window in her apartment on Chicago's South Side.
The money is there when things like this pop up that you don't imagine.
Instead of dealing with emergencies and paying bills, Goodwin wishes she could have made more progress on her savings. But she still considers the cash pilot a success.
Without the guaranteed income program, I would be in a worse place than what I am now. And I know it. The cash pilot pulled me above water because I could have drowned, and I didn't drown. So it does work, even if it's for a year. It needs to be longer.
The idea of guaranteed income has gained steam around the country. Dozens of U.S. municipalities started cash pilots recently to address inequality. And already, researchers say, there's a lot of misunderstanding about these programs.
People have this misperception that giving folks either a one-time economic stimulus or even extended over a year will catapult them into the middle class.
That's University of Chicago Assistant Professor Shantae Robinson.
Not only catapult them into the middle class, but give them everything they need in order to maintain that new economic status.
Robinson and her colleagues are studying two of the biggest guaranteed income pilots in the U.S., the one-year Chicago pilot, which Gail Goodwin was a part of, and Cook County's two-year program. Both are funded by federal pandemic relief money. More than 8,000 Chicago-area residents were chosen out of hundreds of thousands of applicants. The criteria was that households had to have incomes well below the federal poverty line. So far, data from the Chicago pilot show participants are more likely to be Black, more likely to be female, and have kids. Here's Robinson again.
They're more likely to be employed. And the interesting finding there is that the vast majority are fully employed and drastically underpaid for the hours that they're working.
Robinson says cash pilots can help supplement incomes, but they're not meant to eradicate poverty. That would require investing in neighborhood schools, giving people good-paying jobs, and providing health care. You know, the building blocks for a middle-class life. She says success for guaranteed income programs could be participants not going deeper into debt, lowered stress and blood pressure, and better mental health.
With every breath you inhale and lengthen your spine.
Sabrina Panariella is a part-time yoga instructor, and this is her second job. She also works as a massage therapist at a chiropractor's office.
The market is hard to get a good job today. I have a college degree. I took 6 months to find a job, and it wasn't even a job that was, you know, in my field.
Panariella is part of the Cook County Cash Pilot. She's also a single mom to two boys, a 14-year-old and a 6-year-old.
Being a single parent is a very difficult task. I want to provide a college education for my kids if they want to go. I have no college fund for them. We live in this apartment that we are like starting to get squashed in.
Last fall, her landlord raised the rent by $250 at her two-bedroom apartment in West Suburban River Grove. Panariella was racking her brains trying to make up the difference when she learned she was picked for the pilot.
I was just in shock, in disbelief, smiling, like there's a God. I was cooking dinner. I think some of the stuff might have even burnt a little bit because I started crying and I'm texting as many people as I could.
She thought she could use the monthly cash to save up to buy a home. But like Gail Goodwin, emergencies, car troubles in particular, have come up. She doesn't know what the next couple of years will bring, but she is grateful for the Cook County promise.
As long as we can keep a roof over our head, this pilot has worked for me. Even if we don't run out of food, this program will help.
People like Panarela say they need guaranteed income, but so do returning citizens with a record, like Sharif Polk. Between 2021 and 2022, Polk was under house arrest as he waited for a court date for a case that was later dismissed. Under electronic monitoring, he couldn't so much as take out the trash. One of his sons had to lug out the old tiles from the bathroom Polk was renovating in his Rogers Park home.
And I'm just mad at myself as a father. You know what I'm saying? My son had to go through this little stage, you feel me, of taking the trash out. I wasn't able to go provide for my family as a father as I should.
Polk applied for and was accepted into a privately funded cash pilot with the nonprofit Equity and Transformation, or EAT. The group focuses on formerly incarcerated Chicagoans.
That guaranteed income was like, oh, you know what I'm saying? This would be perfect, you feel me? Thanksgiving was right up the corner, especially Christmas. It wasn't much, but it was still something.
After the holidays, Polk says he was able to supplement his income as a youth organizer with a monthly cash. He's used it for his kids, for diapers, school supplies, clothes. Polk's last deposit came in April, but EAT has started a second round with 100 new participants. The Cook County Promise has about another year and a half left, with plans to continue beyond that, in part using cannabis tax revenue. The city of Chicago is exploring how to restart the cash pilot in the future, with the hope and the goal of keeping more and more Chicagoans afloat. Esther Yunji Kang, WBEZ News.